More than 125 candidates will clutter the ballot in October to replace Gray Davis should he lose his job as California's governor. The deadline for filing was last night, and the candidates are a mix of famous, infamous, and obscure. A movie star, a self-styled smut peddler, a bail bondsman, as well as professionals from business and politics. What begins now is an electoral free-for-all, unlike any the state has ever seen, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The scene outside the LA County Registrar's office on the final day for candidates to file may have been a portent of things to come in this campaign. A dense throng of melting reporters and photographers staked out the sun-baked steps. They were joined by several dozen supporters of movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger. As Schwarzenegger and his journalist wife, Maria Shriver, disappeared into the building, up popped another candidate, political commentator Arianna Huffington, blatantly capitalizing on the Schwarzenegger crowd.
You know, this is called synchronicity, you know, perfect timing. There's going to be a lot of perfect timing in this campaign.
Huffington, an independent, said she would run a populist campaign.
I have pledged to run no negative ads. I have pledged to conduct no polls. That's the kind of campaign we want to run, which is grassroots up, not top down.
When Schwarzenegger emerged from the building, he thanked everyone for the outpouring of support he's received since he announced his candidacy. And he promised to run as the people's governor.
I will be there for everybody, young or old. Man or woman, it doesn't make any difference who it is. I will be the people's governor.
Among the people who've expressed support for Schwarzenegger is President Bush, who commented Friday that he thought the former muscle man would make a good governor. Schwarzenegger left without answering any of the questions reporters asked on the issues facing the state, just as he declined to answer substantive questions during recent television interviews. Despite his star power, Schwarzenegger does not have the Republican field to himself. Also filing yesterday was businessman Bill Simon. He ran against Gray Davis last November and lost by 5 points.
Go, Simon, go! Go, Simon, go!
Yesterday, Simon also appeared on the steps outside the L.A. Registrar's office. Like the two candidates who'd preceded him there, he positioned himself as an outsider, best able to rescue California from its current financial distress.
We need a new governor that has business experience and has experience working in difficult situations. I am that type of person.
There's another Republican in the race who also thinks he's that type of person. Former baseball commissioner Peter Ueberroth became a candidate yesterday. He said, however, he would run as an independent with a bipartisan campaign staff. On the Democratic side, the big news is, who's not running? Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi had announced he was in. Then, after pressure from a number of Democratic leaders, he said late yesterday he was dropping out. That leaves the field clear for Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante as the only prominent Democratic replacement candidate. In announcing this week, Bustamante said he was still against recalling Governor Davis.
It's wrong. But if we don't make it, and if you care about protecting the coast, if you care about living wages, if you think that it ought to be a woman's right to choose, you should vote no on the recall and yes on Bustamante.
Meanwhile, Gray Davis seems to be everywhere lately, making speeches, signing legislation, and giving interviews. This was from his appearance late Friday on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher.
I am privileged to be the governor. Everyone else is trying to be the governor. We have done a few good things. There's a million children that have health insurance that didn't have it when I became governor. Test scores are going up, so we are making progress in some areas.
And he'll just keep doing his job, Davis says, as long as the voters let him, whether it's 3.5 years or just 59 more days. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.